Yeah, we've got some neat minutes.
First and foremost, well done to Montrose. They came, they had a different game plan to what they came to East End Park with. They came, they knocked the ball about, and they were very good that day. It was another very tight game. Today they went a bit more direct and got some joy for it. So credit to Stuart Petrie, he's got the points, and the difference today was probably they took that one chance. I discount the second goal because we're chasing the game. And I know if it's 0-0, Aaron Comrie boots it right over that stand. Instead they try to go back to Dennis. He done what I would have done, and probably what I would have hoped him and my team would have done. Not lose the goal, but my point I'm making is he's trying to go back to Dennis to get us up the pitch to try and get an equaliser, because we're desperate to get back into the game. It didn't work out, but he's been excellent for us. So it's the first goal, and they're a team that don't concede many like us. So the first goal was going to be really crucial, and we had a few chances, but we've got a good goalkeeper on loan for St Johnstone. I like him. Dennis had a good save at the end as well, and there wasn't, I don't think, all that much in the game. It was a bit scrappy at times. I think when we did get the ball down and play, we played through the middle thirds, we looked pretty good, and we created a couple of chances, and then the goal he says for Chris as well, it would have been a great goal. But look, that's all ifs and buts. I'm gutted for the players, because I see their reaction when I go in there and how down they are and how sad they are that they've lost a game. But I'm also very proud of this run that they've went on. And that's down to the players, because I think, if I'm right in saying it, somebody sent me it, that midweek's win, we'd equaled the amount of games that we won all season last season. And we're in October, so if that's the case, and it doesn't matter what league you're in, you've still got to win games, and this is a competitive league, so if that is the case, then that just shows you that how quickly those players have shifted in the mindset from being a team that had lost most of their games to being a team that now believes that they can win every game they play in, and that's what they do. So, and that's, we didn't think we could turn that around as quick. Looking at it for the start, we're delighted we have. A lot of work still to be done, we know that, that's why I say it every week, but we're still new in the door. But everything that we're asking the players to do, and everything we're asking them to buy into, it doesn't always work. In light of the day, we don't play maybe as free-flowing as we did at Hamilton the other night. Like, the pitch at Hamilton was a bit slicker and the ball moved a bit better. I'm not having a go at the pitch, I'm not making excuses, but that was just the other night. As I said to you after the game, I thought we were excellent the other night. We moved the ball and on the eye, and there were certain parts of this game, and I know when I watch it back, I'll see that as well. Because you normally come out and you're really harsh, and you get back and you go, phew, we weren't that bad. Or when you win 1-0, you go, we were lucky to win that, and then you go and watch it and go, like the Edinburgh game, I would say, you go, no, we were very dominant in that, and if we wouldn't have won it. So, look, it's mixed feelings. I'm gutted for the players. For myself, it's get back on the horse and go again. I can't wait to the next game now. I'm loving it here. I'm loving the way the boys are working, the support for the fans. And you know what? When you put it into context, and they're driving down the road, I'm devastated they're driving down the road, having tasted defeat for the first time in a while. And what is our main competition, the league? You know, the ones that were up at Ross County, then they felt that. But those fans driving down the road, they'll be devastated, and like they were any time, but it's the first time they've had it this season, so I apologise for that. And I feel a wee bit gutted about that, because that's what you want to do as a coach, a manager, a player, is send the fans home happy, because then you know you're getting the applause. But they applauded the players off the pitch at the end, which was, for me, very pleasing. And I think when you put it into context, if you put the 12 game run, we've went through a full set of fixtures, plus we've played Montrose twice, Edinburgh twice, and we've only lost one game. Now, if somebody would have told me the day I walked in the building, that would be my record. Take that back, that would be the club record after the first 12 league games. I think I would have knocked the job back and says, nah, somebody's, I'm not believing that, because it's not easy to do that. I've been on the other side of it where I've no won in 10 and whatever, so I know what I like. It's sad, but the more important things are we forget about it quickly. And next week, like I says to you through the week, you get to enjoy it for an hour. Unfortunately, it hurts you for a wee bit more than an hour, and you don't sleep at night. But look, I've got three young daughters I'll go home and see, and I can't wait to see them, and thankfully they don't judge me. The players have got families and whoever they go home and see, and girlfriends, wives and kids as well, and that's a time where you go in and you spend it with them, and then they'll maybe look back and go, you know what, we've started quite well. But it's just a start. There's loads more to come for us, and we need to get back to working, and we'll work hard again next week because we've got another tough game. But look, a defeat was going to come at some point, and it's came. It's now how do we bounce back, and I believe there's a lot of character in there, and I'm super proud of the way that bunch of lads have started this season, particularly after what had happened last season.